careful arm twisting over Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. President Biden is expected to speak to India's leader tomorrow. And when he does, he'll urge the prime minister to take a hard line against Russia over its war in Ukraine. India, which continues to purchase energy from Russia, has taken a neutral stance. Meantime, in the U.S., continued debate on whether we should be doing more.
As Ukraine continues to fight for their homeland, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration continues to support Ukraine's defensive needs.
Assessing, reviewing every single day the requests from the Ukrainian military and Ukrainian leadership.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says simply supplying Ukraine doesn't go far enough.
We want the Ukrainians to win. To defeat the Russians.
Both appeared on Fox News Sunday. There are reports Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to declare victory in Ukraine in May, even without capturing Kyiv.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Ukraine's foreign minister believes the hesitancy of the international community has cost his country.
If we didn't waste a lot of time on discussing the issue of defensive against offensive and what Ukraine needs and what Ukraine doesn't, then we would have had been in a different position now, in a much stronger position.
Dmitry Kuleba on NBC's Meet the Press. Tomorrow, Austria's chancellor will reportedly travel to Russia for a meeting with President Vladimir Putin. Yesterday, he was in Kyiv meeting with Ukraine's president. In France, the first round of voting in the presidential election has just wrapped up. Emmanuel Macron is seeking a second five-year term, but faces a strong challenge from far-right leader Marine Le Pen. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The story surrounding Hunter Biden's laptop continues to evolve.
Remember, it started off as, oh, it wasn't his laptop. Then it was, well, it was his laptop, but it was Russian disinformation. Now it's, no, it wasn't Russian disinformation, but Joe had nothing to do with it.
House Republican Jim Jordan, unflattering photos and emails were first unveiled by the New York Post more than a year ago. The White House maintains President Biden wasn't involved in his son's lucrative business dealings. Although restrictions have largely been erased, COVID-19 is still circulating. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's This Week Americans need to assess their own risk.
What is my age? What is my status? Do I have people at home who are vulnerable that if I bring the virus home, there may be a problem?
He's also calling on Congress to approve more funding to fight the virus. They're about to celebrate in Kansas. A parade will be held this afternoon to honor the champs of men's college basketball.
It was just 6 days ago that the Kansas Jayhawks soared to victory over the UNC Tar Heels.
Puts up the shot. It's off. The game is over. And Kansas completes the biggest championship comeback.
Now it's time for Lawrence, Kansas to get ready to honor their national champs. Audio courtesy of TBS and the NCAA. KU men's basketball will celebrate their sixth title with a championship parade this afternoon, with thousands expected to line the parade route on Mass Street to honor the Jayhawks program. The Kansas Spirit Squad and Band will also be taking part in the festivities starting around 2 p.m. Central Time as part of Wave the Wheat Weekend in Lawrence. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A challenging few days at Augusta National is going to come to a close later on. The third and final round of the Masters tournament is underway. Golfer Tiger Woods is not in contention. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.